DeMello. Coast FM.
Now, the latest shots have been fired, right, in the meat-free world. You know, the kind of meat replacement world? You've heard of the Beyond Burger.
Is that the one that's the...
It is. It's like all plant-based stuff. I think some of the Burger Kings in the States are actually selling alongside... You can actually get them in Coles.
Why is it Beyond?
Well, Beyond is just the word for anything.
Infinity.
Well, it's Beyond Beef or Beyond Meat. You know, so it's like...
So it's not beef.
So it tastes like meat, but it's not meat. So basically, if you want to have... You know, something that probably leaves a smaller carbon footprint and also is a more ethical way of eating stuff that tastes like meat. That's the key.
Beyond.
So anyway, that's the Beyond Burger. And that apparently it's amazing. Like, you'd find it very difficult to pick the difference between this plant-based burger and actual beef burger.
Yeah, cool.
Well, now, KFC have released Beyond Fried Chicken.
Beyond Chicken.
And it's in a green bucket. So you can tell the difference.
Because it's eco-friendly.
Well, no, just because there's no chickens involved.
Yeah, but it's always green, isn't it? If it's eco-friendly, it's green.
Not this colour green. This is a light kind of almost a limey green. But anyway, just so you can pick the difference. It isn't chicken. Comes in a green bucket. I don't know. Only in Atlanta at this stage. They haven't even got it all over America, but it's now out there.
Chicken's the one thing that they haven't nailed the replacement for.
Well, you know, I've never.
This is the first one I've heard of. But, yeah, the patties have been around for a while. They've been trying to replace meat patties. And
I think they're just doing it in stages.
Yeah, this is the first chicken replacement I've heard them try to do. So I'd be interested. I don't know if you can replace chicken.
Beyond reckon they can do it for all of them. So
Beyond. Yeah. Oh, I can't get on board with that name.
Really? You don't have a choice. It's been out there for years now. There you go. Anyway, fried chicken flavoured snacks. Some would say that's business as usual with KFC, but some would argue.
So beyond.
Ivy from Madra, hello.
Hi.
What's going on today?
Nothing much.
Nothing.
School
today.
So are you trying to get in for some good Father's Day action? You want to get your dad something nice?
Yeah.
Or she's left it too late and she's hoping to score in this prize bag.
Oh, that says there might be some truth in that.
Yeah.
All right.
So. Awesome prize pack. Thanks to Hogs Mandra, Automotive Inspection Services, Pipe Dreams, and the Dwelling Up 100, packed full of goodies. If you can guess correctly, if DeMello has committed this dad blunder.
The blunder is, do you reckon I've ever sent my boy to school with incorrect lunch?
Yes.
I love the attitude with that.
Wow.
Yes.
Has this happened to you?
No, I've never been sent to school with incorrect lunch.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, parents of the year.
I love the fact that you think so little of me that I might have at some point, but you're right.
Oh.
Can I just say props to a Kenyan chef who broke a Guinness World Record when she prepared meals for 75 consecutive hours.
What?
Completing 400 individual recipes.
Wow.
Chef Maliha Mohammed. Finished cooking on the weekend at the Kenya Bay Beach Resort in Mombasa, making 75 hours of non-stop cooking.
It sounds like slave labour.
Her dishes included more than 10 types of pizza, as well as her signature dish, Korean chicken bulgogi. But hats off.
That's a great effort.
I don't know about anyone else, but I completely run out of ideas at one meal a day.
75 hours.
Worth. Come around and cook for me. That's all I'm saying. Guy, swap. Or sell? What would you trade or what would you sell for sold-out tickets to check out Guy Sebastian? Now, Mia from Hall said, what do you reckon you'd swap?
I would swap my pop.
Your pop?
Your granddad, is that who you're going for?
Yeah.
What does he do? Is he good at fixing things?
Yeah, he's not the best granddad.
Oh, dear. Oh, no.
97.3, Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
With our red carpet reporter, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. I'm live from the MTV VMAs. No, they were on yesterday.
I was
going to
say, it's quiet around there right now, isn't it?
I was a bit late. With Taylor Swift and Billie Eilish coming out as the big winners of the night. In addition to winning Video of the Year for You Need to Calm Down, Taylor Swift also took home the coveted Moon Person for Video for Good for the same video.
Moon Person,
because the trophy's it's an astronaut.
Okay, right.
It's a picture of an astronaut on the moon. She used her speech to address the White House and the lack of action over her LGBTQ rights petition.
I want to thank everyone that petition because it now has 500,000 signatures, which is 5 times the amount that it would need to warrant a response from the White House.
All right.
There you go. Billie Eilish nabbed 3 awards, including Best New Artist. Artist of the Year went to Ariana Grande, and Song of the Year went to Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus for Old Town Road.
Of course.
Who else would have got it? Now, the performances were out of this world, with Miley Cyrus blowing us away with her first live performance of Slide Away. This is her breakup track about her soon-to-be ex-husband, Liam Hemsworth.
One of the most confident, I think, and flawless performances of the night.
Her voice is just amazing. Her rumoured new girlfriend, Caitlin Carter, was also in attendance. Now, Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes brought the sauce with this seductive performance of their song, Senorita, which also, by the way, won Best Collaboration on the night. I love it when you call.
Do they say every touch is ooh la la?
Yeah, ooh la la.
I've never noticed that before. Nice.
And Missy Elliott was awarded the Video Vanguard Award and performed a medley of her greatest hits.
She's good at that.
Yeah, she's good at doing the reverse bit live. I like that.
Nice. So a good night all round, I think.
Yeah.
Shame we didn't get an invite.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.